Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Americans stepped up their shopping last month. U.S. retail sales climbed to a seasonally adjusted 7/10 in November from a month earlier. Spending rose across every major category except gasoline, which fell 0.8%, as gas prices has fallen more than a dollar since the summer to an average of $2.67 a gallon this week. The ruble has fallen to a new all-time low. Russia's currency traded at 55.02 rubles to the dollar in early trading today, surpassing the previous low set on December the 3rd. The ruble has lost about 42% of its value since January. This morning, USDA updated its export sales report the new week ending December the 4th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels, wheat this year 16.3, next year 3.1, corn this year at 37.9, and soybeans this year at 29.8 million bushels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,666. It's up 133 points. The NASDAQ 4735 is up 51. And the S&P 500 is 2046, and it is up 20 points. Longtime WILL Ag analyst and business partner Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities says that our agricultural service offers a variety of market opinions, allowing you to make informed decisions.
Well, of course, there's a lot of value added there, and it's not just coming from one analyst. It's coming from 5 to 10 different analysts as we speak and hear, and gives you lots of different ideas and gives you lots of different thoughts to work on. If you're subscribed to 12 different analysts, you'd probably be running over $3,000 worth of bills coming out the same difference on that, Dave. So it gives you that sort of variety, that sort of venue to look at and pick your favorites and pick and choose and listen to what news seems important to you.
If you value 21, let me say that number again, 21 different analysts each week on AM 580, now is the time to go to the phone with your pledge of support at 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Les Schulte is alongside. Les, we built this service on providing timely agricultural information so that listeners can make good business decisions about their farm operations.
That's right, Dave. And, you know, I think our ag service is in the spirit of all of our news and coverage that we have here on WILL. We don't give you just one opinion. We give you a variety of opinions so that you can make good decisions, so that you have the information that you need. And it's not just a sort of a hit-and-run type of decision, you know, a piece of information either. We take the time to give you the reports, to listen to the analysts. And if you appreciate that fact, now is the time as we close out the year here, 2014. Hard to believe that 2014 is coming to a close.
Yeah, where did the year go?
Well, I don't know, but it will be done. It will be done here in about 2 weeks or so. Why don't you call 244-9455, or better yet, go online to willpledge.org and make your contribution right there. It's tax deductible. If you're getting your paperwork together for the end of the year, think about making that pledge to WILL, that contribution, because it is tax deductible. So maybe you can make a $240 a year contribution to WILL here at the end of the year. You can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. If you're a fan of David Sedaris here on WILO on This American
there
Life.
There are some tickets.
There are tickets. David Sedaris is going to be here live in Champaign in April, on April the 26th at the Virginia Theater. And right now, and these tickets haven't gone on sale yet, so they're an exclusive to WILL, you can get a pair of tickets in the preferred seating area to see David Sedaris live at the Virginia Theater on Sunday, April the 26th. You'll also receive a copy of his latest book, Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls. And that's just our way of saying thank you to you when you make that pledge. Support our services, like our agricultural services here, that I bet you use every day of the year.
217-244-9455, the number to call with your contribution, or you can give online at willpledge.org on our secure web server. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Light snow will move through the Midwest tonight and tomorrow, especially in the western and some south-central portions of the region. Most of this precipitation will come out of the Dakotas and move through Iowa and Missouri into portions of Illinois before falling apart as it moves off further to the southeast. This system is going to be bringing a little punch of cooler air behind it as well, and we don't expect it to be anywhere near as cold as it was last week, but we will still have a cooler bias still prevailing across the region. A dusting upwards to 2 inches of snow will likely come with this event. There may be a couple of counties in the Dakotas that may get a little bit more than that. But the system will move along fairly quickly. It'll be difficult for it to accumulate more substantially than that. We'll look for some lighter snow, maybe snow flurries or snow shower activity occurring across some areas in Indiana and Ohio. And, of course, Michigan will continue to deal with some lake effect snows for a little while. Another disturbance, in fact, two of them, will come across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go from Friday into the weekend. Each one of these disturbances will produce a little wave of light snowfall, and most of it will occur from the Dakotas into Michigan. We don't expect it to be very significant to the south of that region. Anywhere from a dusting to a couple of inches may occur with those waves as well. And now we will expect to see a few rain showers occur as we move towards the end of the weekend in parts of the eastern Midwest. This will occur on Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. The precipitation is going to be disorganized, but there will be at least a little bit of shower activity occurring. Precipitation is going to still continue Sunday afternoon into Monday, may increase just a little bit in Kentucky and southern Ohio before shifting to the southeast out of the Midwest proper. After that, we'll see another return flow of moisture coming into the western Corn Belt. This will take place mostly Monday night into Tuesday, and that sets the stage for the next storm system of size to begin influencing the Midwest. A large Pacific storm system will slam into California as we go through the late weekend and early part of next week. That storm will carry a lot of moisture into the Rocky Mountain region. The storm system itself will break up as it moves across that region. We'll see a little bit of a low pressure center in the upper parts of the Midwest, and probably a new one will form in the lower parts of the region, more likely in Arkansas or the Delta. All of this will take place during midweek next week, and so the Midwest will likely see precipitation develop in quite a few locations. Rain will be more generalized from parts of the lower Midwest into the eastern parts of the Midwest, while snow will probably occur in the upper parts of the region. That system is obviously a week away, so we can't focus on it too much at this point in time. The bottom line for the Midwest between now and the first part of next week is not a bad scenario, but with all the moisture that's in the ground from recent rainfall, we're probably not going to be able to see much progress made in some of the late season harvesting across the region. Our temperatures over the next few days will still have a bit of a cooler bias, but it'll be pleasant, I suppose, for this time year. 20s and 30s will be the case in the northern Midwest today, while 30s and 40s occur in the lower parts of the region. Tomorrow highs will be mostly 30s and 40s across all areas except the far northwest, where the next bitter cold air mass will force temperatures to the single digits and teens in the afternoon tomorrow. That cold air will move through the Midwest as we go from Thursday into Friday. Mostly Thursday will be the coldest day, though. We'll look for teens and 20s in the northern part of the Midwest, while 30s and a few temperatures temperatures near 40 will occur in the south. Low temperatures behind this cooler air mass will be impressive in the upper parts of the Midwest, where negative single-digit readings will occur perhaps on Thursday morning, but most of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see 20s that morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 609 and 3 quarters down 5. Soft December, 588 and a half down 4 and 3 quarters. December corn, 386 and a quarter up 3 and 3 quarters. March, 396 and a half up 2 and 3 quarters. July, 411 up 2 and a half. January beans are 1034 and a quarter up 2 and a quarter. March, 1040 and 3 quarters up 2 and a quarter. July is 1052 and a quarter up 2 and a quarter. December soybean meals, 408.50 up 330. January soybean oils, 31.93 up 18. December live cattle, 163.05 up 57.5. January feeders, 229.55 down 187.5. December lean hogs are 87.50 and they're up 22.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start this day on the livestock side because those feeder cattle caught my eye. What's going on there?
No, you know, we went to super lofty levels, and now we're coming back to reality.